reading from our staff devotional. If you have, you can turn there with me. If you've never received one, you can pick one up over here by the organ on your way out today. There are readings from Brother Hans Waldfogel that are very brief with some scripture references, and then there's some other lengthier readings in here that are encouraging to us each day. Today's reading speaks of the full gospel. I'm not going to read that, but underneath that first Wednesday is a little bit of a side thought entitled First Love, and this was a testimony of Brother Hans. He said, "I fell head over heels in love with Jesus. I look back upon those days now and I wonder, how in the world did that happen to a kid like me? Day and night I couldn't forget him. Day and night my heart was just in love with Jesus. Not his gifts, not his blessings at all. Nothing but himself. How did it happen? Why, it happens by the Holy Ghost. It happens by the Spirit of the living God who comes directly from the heart of Jesus to your heart. He invites us all to come and lean upon his bosom. He invites every one of us to come to him and to get close to him. That's what constitutes the first love. He is the fountain of living water, and there is no life outside of him." He invites us all to come and lean upon his bosom. Again, today, the invitation is for us. Come. Lord, we do. You said if we would draw near to you, that you would draw nigh to us. Lord, I pray that you would take us close to yourself as you did your beloved disciple. Lord, that we would have these intimate moments set apart from the world and the cares about us. But Lord, that we would fall so in love with you anew, Lord. For some of us, it's a returning to a first love. For some of us, there's been a wandering or a complacency. We've grown cold. Lord, you just, again, each day, full of mercy, draw us back again, call us back again. And so we come, Lord. Lord, we love you. Would you fan that flame by your Spirit to cause us to love you more? Let that be our experience throughout this day, Lord, as our brother Hans shared this constant focus and thought on the things of Jesus, day and night, that we would not forget you and your love for us. Lord, that we would draw from that fountain of living water where there is life and life in abundance. So, Lord, with anticipation of what this day holds and what you have for us, we ask that you would have your way and accomplish your purpose. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Would you turn in your hymnals to 462, your red hymnals, 462.
Now am I
grace and blessing, Lord, hath I trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day, drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. This is a song that as I sing it, though you may not be clapping, it's what I hear in my head. It's what I remember for many years. We didn't have drums in our church back in the day, and so we used our own rhythm instruments. And so maybe we should stand and sing this last verse. We'll sing the chorus first. And so here's just kind of how we used to do it. And if you're okay with clapping, and you should be, because the Bible tells us that's how we praise and worship one way. And so you can clap along in the chorus especially. So let's do that in praise to our Lord. We'll start with the chorus and practice. Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, wonderful and bountiful supply. Oh, sinner, won't you come today to Calvary? A fountain there flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free, where thirsting spirits can be satisfied. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 Come and drink. Come and drink. Drink deep. Oh, God, God,
God.
Song number 82. You may be seated. Number 82 in the white hymnal.
Spirit. Oh, everyone
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I think the expectation sometimes, maybe at camp especially, is that the Lord's going to work more in the night meeting than he is in the morning meeting. But he's just as powerful this morning as any time. He'll fill your heart today to overflowing. He can do it tonight too, but he can do it today.
Yes. Yes.
And not only in service, maybe sometimes for those of us who are in church often, we begin to think we have to wait till we get to service for God to work, but he can work throughout the day.
Yes.
Wherever you are, whatever you find yourself doing, whether it's sweeping or setting the tables or doing dishes or pots or walking these grounds, swimming perhaps later on today, God wants to fill us.
Yes.
With himself.
Praise God.
He's so good to us.
Yes.
so merciful, so loving. What really wows me is the fact that I can understand why I would want to be with him, but I don't quite understand why he'd want to be with me. And yet he does. So I just want to encourage you, and as I'm encouraging myself as well today, just allow him to be the center of our thoughts and the center of our conversations, the center of our affection.
Yes.
Throughout the day's special time here at camp, of course, where we can really focus and meditate aside from what might normally be distractions to us back at home. And yet this time goes so quickly. Mm-hmm. Yet what God does in this short period of time can last all eternity.
Yes.
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 Thank you,
Jesus. Do it, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thankful for that thought that Brother Gary just mentioned. I thought of that early this morning. Just before this camp season began, we had a Chinese retreat here at camp. And they came from all over China, Taiwan, Cambodia, Malaysia, California, Canada. And this place was just full of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. It was a blessing. I love it when camp season begins with a retreat like that. But one morning as I arrived and the meeting was already in progress, actually it was the first meeting of the day. They had four meetings a day. The first meeting began at 7 o'clock. It was a prayer meeting, but it turned into a real full-fledged meeting. And then they had the morning meeting, the afternoon meeting, and the night meeting. But this was the early morning meeting. And as I was walking to the office, I heard over, it was loud enough that I could hear this man crying out unto God in prayer. And I thought to myself, now that gives new meaning to crying out unto God. When I heard that man praying. But this morning as I read the scriptures, and it was that same phrase, we don't need loudness to cry out unto God. And I thought of our staff and how we can cry out in our hearts as we do our work. And whatever we're doing, we can be crying out in our hearts to God to come to us, to meet us. How we need the Lord and how we can cry out unto Him. Friends of mine that are seeking the baptism, and sometimes I think that perhaps they're just when they come to prayer meeting is when they get serious. Mm-hmm. But that should be a cry, daily cry, a constant cry in our hearts. Yes. Lord, fill me with Yourself. Fill me with the Holy Spirit that I may live for You and be victorious. And I just want to urge us all, old and young alike, to cry out unto God throughout the day. Lift our hearts to Him no matter what we're doing. You listen to us. As Brother John said earlier, draw nigh unto God, and He will draw nigh unto you.
Yes. Dear Lord. Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Let's sing hymn number 324 in the Red Book, 324. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have opportunity to spend more time looking to the Lord and seeking Him on Wednesday mornings after our meeting. You're welcome to join us in the prayer room here. We stay till about noon, and all of you are welcome and encouraged if you're able to join us.